Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In 1 hour on Grant and Danny, we'll give away tickets to the Caps and the Red Wings. We've got a pair of tickets for somebody for a game next Saturday night, December 20th. If you want those tickets, you better be listening.
Grant Nitty, exclusively sponsored by the law firm of Condori and Morad, estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com and be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
We're going to be joined by the director of Hard Knocks on HBO in moments. He has directed many of the shows that we love so much that give you behind-the-scenes sports and NFL access. On Netflix, looking forward to chatting with him on Grant and Danny. Let's get to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And let's talk right now about this episode 2 that we just saw and this season so far of Hard Knocks with Steve Trout. Steve, thank you so much for the time. You're on in D.C. How are you?
Good, guys. It's my pleasure.
Really appreciate the time, man. First, do you know us? And the reason I ask that is I feel like you make shows that Grant and I are really going to enjoy. And it's almost like you consulted with us before you made them.
All right, here's the kicker. I'm born and raised in Reston. I'm a Southlakes High School graduate. Go Seahawks. So this year, I've been doing this for a long time, but this year to be able to do a Hard Knocks show with my team, I came out of the hospital in a Redskins onesie. I've been to every Super Bowl parade, hung off the same damn light post at 17 the Constitution all 3 of those years.
Yeah, man.
To do that now and make this a labor, it makes this a labor of love. And so it adds a whole different layer, not to say that I didn't devote myself to all the other years, but there's something kind of special for me this year to do the Commanders.
Well, I'm glad that you're getting to, and I'm glad we're getting to watch it. It's all I've ever wanted. When I've prayed before bed every single night for the last 30 plus years, I've said, and just once, please. I don't know why. As a little British boy, I said, just want some love to see the Hard Knocks with my team. And here we are. We got to share it with the Cowboys who stink and the Eagles and the Giants. But we got it. We got Hard Knocks. We finally did. Unfortunately, it's in this season. Here's my question. How much say does the team in the league have in what makes the air?
Not much. The biggest thing we don't want to do is not tilt the competitive edge. There are things like stuff on the whiteboard behind a conversation or cadences or, blitz calls or whatever that we don't want to put out there, especially in this new division model. So we actually have people, we have a staff of blurrers back at films that go through the show and they make sure that everything's blurred in the background. Because again, we're not here to do that, but no, that's part of what this has been for you know, shoot, you know, Films goes back almost 60 years. Hard Knocks goes back 24. There's been a trust there ever since the start of this that we don't have to worry about, you know, we don't need the team's input, and they just trust us to tell a genuine story.
It's why it's the best show on television, and for football fans, it's a drug that we need injected into our veins as awesome, as awful as possible, as often as possible, I should say. But Steve, okay, so here's why I ask. I was waiting with bated breath for Jaden going over to the sideline to hear something, to see something. I'm sure you have to be careful with injuries, but it was like the track skipped. Like, I'm like, well, what's going on? And he was just into the blue 10, and now he's on the sideline. So can you send me all that extra video that you have of all those conversations on the
side? Just the B-roll.
Yeah, sure. No, it's not that we have, like, it's that we have stuff that we, you know, one of the problems with the four-team model is we can't show everything from every team. Now, if we were doing a whole thing on just Commanders, yes, of course you need to fill 50, 55 minutes of this. With the four-team model, you can't do it. And a lot, obviously, there's stuff with injuries that we can't touch legally. So that we stop rolling when they go on the blue 10 because that's not, A, it's not usable, and B, it's not our right to hear that. And Jaden's not a super talkative guy, so there's nothing else there that didn't make air. And maybe we would have treated that differently had the heartbreaking Zach incident not occurred.
You know, gut-wrenching.
That's the whole thing. It's so cool about this that you never know at what minute the whole storyline changes for that episode.
Steve Trout with us here on Grant and Danny, one of the key people behind Hard Knocks in season. His resume is unbelievable, by the way. If you've watched a documentary about something you care about, he probably did it in sports. Steve, I wanted to ask you about that Zach Ertz thing. Like, so do you you guys decide, have like a narrative storyboard or something like that? Like, hey, this is one of the people we want to focus on. Like in the training camp edition, it's, you know, the roster hopeful, the guy at the back end, the maybe gets kept, maybe gets cut, etc. Like it's human nature. It's unbelievable. But for a team that's already in progress, is that you have kind of a few guys in mind that you want to highlight, and then of course it makes it that much more gut wrenching when he goes down with that injury there in Minnesota. So how does that process work? And as you said, the storyline probably shifted there in within a matter of seconds.
What was crazy is a lot of times when something like this happens, and if they weren't already a character in that episode, we would scramble Sunday night, Monday night, and go back and try and make them a character. The heartbreaking thing was Zach was a main character for this week no matter what.
Wow.
We shot that amazing moment Friday morning with him and Coach Rye, which they do every Friday. Again, that's not done for us. They do that. He sat for our interview on Friday. He was going to be our through line for episode two. And so he's wearing a mic for us and during the game. And I was 20 feet away from that happen. And I've known Zach now. He was with the Eagles for All or Nothing. He was with the Cardinals for Hard Knocks in season, the one team model. And he is one of, you guys know him, I hope I'm not speaking out of school here, one of the classiest human beings I've ever met. And I've known him, and I did a shoot with him and Julie at an Eagles grocery store 7 years ago before they had children. And so to see a guy like that who's, you know, 35 years old, we all know what this could mean, and to see the emotion, I'm a human being. And so that was heartbreaking. But I think what our show does, what we try to do, guys, is humanize these football players, that they're not helmeted robots you see for 3 hours one day a week.
I think you did that.
Yeah, you did that.
That was kind of the takeaway I think that a lot of us had, was how gut-wrenching and terrible it is and what these guys go through. Because here he is, and you've got, you know, Liv narrating, and he's talking about the injury and what it means not only for this season, but maybe his career. How does that part work in terms of the storytelling itself? Obviously, you're directing. So, like, are you on the ground at all? Or do you just say, here's what we're looking at, go shoot this, you're back at headquarters? And then who's writing for Liv to tell the story? How does that work?
No, great question, because it allows, because I just told someone else, the amount of people that work on the show would blow your mind. So, you know, as the director, I'm out in the field the whole time. So Each, you know, I'm the senior director of this year's show, but there's a director or two directors at each team. And so we're there every day, and we're figuring out what
are you
to,
with one team, or do you go to all four?
No, last year I bounced a couple times. I'm staying here. Again, I can go to my mom's house in Reston, Virginia, and have home-cooked dinner whenever I want.
There you go.
So we're the directors. We figure out kind of what to shoot and how to cover it and the creative direction of that week. But then we've got counterparts back at NFL Films that are the producers who are assigned to that episode, and we talk 8-10 times a day, figuring out what is the best puzzle pieces to make this work. And then beyond that, you've got, you know, 15 loggers who work overnight to log on the footage. You've got music editors. You've got audio editors. You've got the people who do color correction. You've got the blurrers. So we're looking at anywhere from, you know, 8 to 15 people at each team kind of every day. And a lot of those are just kind of our stay in our production trailer. And then you're looking at about 80 to 100 back at films. So it's a massive undertaking to get this show out, because this week's such a good example. Eagles game started, 8:20 Monday night?
Yeah.
And a 9-minute cut of that game dropped on HBO 24 hours and 40 minutes later.
It's insane. What's the biggest argument you've ever gotten in content-wise doing a Hard Knocks?
What do you mean, with a team or with...
Anybody, anywhere. Like, internal content-wise, like, I want this or I don't want this. I want this in, I don't want it in. With a team, give me one.
It's rarely... I can't even think of an argument with a team that we've gotten into. You know, we negotiate, we ask players all the time, can we shoot 20 minutes with you at home? Or, are you going to get a haircut? Something to humanize you. And not every player will say yes at first. And that's totally expected. So it's a lot of negotiating and proving to them that we're not here to do anything else but tell your story in the most authentic way possible. And sometimes what we want to do to do that is make you human and get you outside the facility. So, you know, I spent the year with Larry Fitzgerald for Cardinals Hard Knocks, and a very private guy, and it took 4 or 5 months. And what came out of that was I did his football life documentary. I traveled to London with him, and that's not name-dropping. That's only to prove that sometimes in those negotiations take longer than you think. But then once they do, you get the text going, oh, thank you so much. I have this now for my kids and my grandkids. That's the angle too. You don't think about is that there's a legacy to this that you know they can have this series now as a really cool way to show family members who didn't know what dad did or what granddad did or whatever, and it's a real look at it.
Steve Trout.
It's rarely fights or arguments. No.
Director of Hard Knocks. So there are teams, obviously, because I've been at, you know, these press conferences occasionally where we'll ask, or I remember talking to Mike Shanahan and I'm like, hey man, you're really ruining everything for me. Will you just be a volunteer and do this thing once? You know, and a lot of teams don't want to do it. Coaches don't want to do it. When they get assigned or when they become the team, whether they wanted to or not, do they generally play ball, or have you had some teams that were a bigger pain in the ass than others?
No, it's been amazing. Now that we kind of decide early on in the April, May, June of the calendar and not do it in September, it's been fantastic. And we have a long time to meet with them and tell them how it's going to be, and they can call the other coaches. And to a team, no lie, these four teams have bought in from the get-go, and it's you got to have that buy-in to get that authentic look. Sirianni was on WIP yesterday, and they asked him about it. He goes, I don't even notice them, and that was like verbatim. And God, that's the goal we want. To you know, we always say when we talk to teams and we say what's going to be happening, I say, look, by the second or third day, guys, you will not know we're here. And you'll get chuckles in the team meeting room, and they'll, you know, laugh. And then by the second or third day, they completely forget we're there.
The camp Hard Knocks, which is the traditional, the in-season Hard Knocks are both phenomenal. Again, we're talking about my favorite shows ever here. The off-season one with the Giants was absolutely incredible. And the access to, and it was after the fact, right? But their free agency evals and the draft and the meetings, breathtaking. Now, we haven't had one since. I don't know if we'll have one again. And I bring this up, Steve, because the joke is that it didn't make them look very good. There were a lot of things that happened that have backfired. Had they have gone on to be the Eagles last year, maybe we'd feel differently about it. But it didn't work out that way. So I guess my question is, number one, I've always thought, like, with assistant coaches, Hard Knocks can be huge. I know Jay Gruden felt like it was really beneficial to him when he was with the Bengals. There are other assistants that you get to know, and you're like, man, this guy's pretty sharp. If you guys do an episode where you're talking about David Blough in a week, you know, all of a sudden, his star rises. So I feel like they benefit. But the Giants, it feels like the perception is maybe the opposite happened, and now we haven't had an off-season version. Do you think that's dead, and do you agree with the idea that they, based on how the off-season ended up going, that, you know, that it may have killed that opportunity?
I don't think anything's dead at this point. And the funny thing about that is we're looking at it through hindsight. You know, had Saquon had a subpar year, been traded to someone else, we could be sitting here going, the Giants were geniuses. So a lot of that didn't have to do with exactly the moment, but of course, hindsight is 20/20. But the one thing that's a stand-up organization who's said, where transparency can be, yes, come tell our story. Of course, it didn't work out because of hindsight, but I don't think it's dead. Well, you know, we didn't pump the brakes on that because of that show. We every calendar year, we figure out, okay, what's the best landscape this year for our shows and for our resources, and it didn't make sense in 25, and we'll come back in 26? I don't know. That's not a, I'm not answering your question. I don't know. I don't think it'll be the last time we do it, but I think what we're trying to do, in a way, Hard Knocks set the standard or has set the standard for 25 years, but if we don't constantly evolve ourselves and get new iterations and turn August into in-season divisional model, and what's the next model? We don't know. It may be something like off-season again, or maybe something totally different. That's what we're trying to always do every March, once the kind of the calendar, the league year resets itself, is, okay, what's this year look like and what makes the most sense?
Steve, I think we're all more cynical now as consumers, and I bring that up to say that years ago, when you know, you and I were kids, there was like John Facenda, NFL film. They'd make like a 7-9 team feel like they were on the cusp of a Super Bowl if they got like one break, you know? Now we'd kind of roll our eyes at that. So it leads me to this. How much more difficult is it? How hard is it to come up with those sorts of storylines or angles for two teams that are at the bottom of the division, that are terrible, that are going to pick in the top five or six, talking about Washington and the Giants, in stark contrast to what's going on at the top of the division? Is it a greater challenge there to tell that story that's still entertaining?
Yeah, in a way, because, yeah, the field stakes aren't there. The stakes for this game aren't what we thought they'd be 2 months ago. But the thing we like doing is there's personal stakes, which we're going to hopefully dive into. There's the humanity side of this, that we're going to dive into. And then there is still something very fascinating from the football point of view, which we hit last year, is when you're embedded with both teams playing each other and you see the chess match between, you know, DQ and Kafka and what's going to happen there. That's fascinating from the football side. And that's a large bucket of this. Now the other bucket is the human side. So how do you tell the story? Who's going to be that human voice this week? Which I think we have an idea right now, but we'll wait till you guys tune in on Tuesday. And look, could the Commanders still finish 5-1 in the NFC East? They actually could, which is mind-blowing. So that's a pretty cool goal, to have 7 wins and 5 of which come in the division. They've got to win out, but it's been a weird year. You don't know what would happen.
Steve Trout, director of Hard Knocks. Do you try to, Joe Buck talks about this, where everyone thinks he hates their team. Do you have to try to say, okay, it's 55 minutes divided by 4, or are you just telling the best story possible? Because like right now, the Eagles are great and they're trying to win the division. The Cowboys are really interesting because their offense is awesome and they've got a shot. The Giants are terrible, and based on just the way things worked last week, you know, with the game at the very beginning of the episode, they weren't in it as much. Like, how do you handle that?
The best story. We're not trying to be mathematicians and make sure it's totally even. It a lot of time balances out that way. Giants were on a bye, so that was an easy thing. And that Monday night game, we decided not to put in show one. So it was a way to, you know, keep them in the show. But you'll see now, each team, I think, has an intriguing storyline for week 15, for episode 3. And so, yeah, we're going to tell the best story. Now, the good part, too, if you think about minutes, there's only 3 games. Same with episode 2.
Oh, one nice, has, yeah. Well,
4 games is always tough. 4 games is really hard. You still are limited by a TV hour. It's not 44 minutes like commercials, but it's still a finite period of time. With 3 games, it allows you to dive deeper in each game and dive deeper into other things leading up to it. In fact, we don't have another episode with 4 games. So that always helps us with our storytelling.
I'm sure that's a game changer. Our guest didn't just direct these Hard Knocks episodes, but quarterback as well. What a show that was. So good. And then WWE Unreal. I'm a very casual wrestling guy. I like everybody else in the Attitude Era as a kid. Like, every Monday night was a holiday for me. And now I get the Royal Rumble and watch that with buddies to bet on or whatever. But my God, was that show amazing.
Must see television.
I mean, I know this is going to sound like the old Chris Farley bit on.
Do you remember?
On SNL, but like, God, you're good. You're just so good at your job, and you got to just do more of this all the time. The quarterback show. The rumor's been that you haven't had guys that sign up to do it, and that's kind of why you went receiver the next year. Then you ran Cousins back, and we love Kirk. He's awesome. He's a superstar in that setting. Like, has it been hard to get guys to open their doors, so to speak, and for those shows?
I think all these asks are always tough to let us in and embed with someone or a team for a long period of time. It's never going to be easy, but you'll see there's a season coming out, and I can't tell you who's on it, but it's a group of very good quarterbacks.
Let's go.
But is the ask ever easy? No, but that's okay. You know, that's kind of what we're doing. And, you know, any of the quarterbacks now can ask any quarterbacks who did it before. And I think they all had great experiences, but you've got to get the guy who was okay with opening some doors and taking down some doors, if you will. But you know, well, it'll get easier. I'm certain of it, but there's always people who are always think it's going to be a distraction. And I'll tell people all the time, that's the biggest misnomer about this, is that it's not a distraction at all. And you know, we went into that, and I think the quarterbacks, individual ones, would tell you the same thing, that it's not a distraction at all. And then they have this incredible film that's theirs that they can have, like we said, for prosperity, for legacy, that's there forever.
Cough if Jaden's on the new quarterback. Just cough once.
I won't cough at all. And I can't. I am sworn to secrecy.
I'm sure there's some little rule about that.
Okay, here's something that might go better than. Do you have any footage that we could see of Abdul Carter in a meeting? Can we watch him in a meeting?
Or not in a meeting.
Or not in a meeting, as it were.
You guys are going to get me fired.
We don't want that. That would be the worst thing that ever happened. Because you do these shows better than anybody.
No, look, that's very nice of you, but it's such a large amount of people on each show. Like, WWE, I did an episode or two. There's a guy named Chris Weaver who's been the head of that for 2 years. So it's very sweet of you to say that. But you guys know, you're in this world, there are so many more people involved than you think.
Can't you do? You could do these shows. We talk about it all the time, about like anything, basically. I mean,
yeah,
it makes sports I don't care about so interesting.
Yeah, we get pitches all the time, and they actually use Hard Knocks now as like a verb, like, oh, we're trying to do Hard Knocks at blank.
They
have no qualms saying it. So it's become like an industry thing, which we can be nothing but proud of that. It's awesome. But now, what is the next one? And yeah, if you've got ideas, holler, because you know we're always trying to get ahead of the next trend.
And speaking of that, looking back on your history and your body of work, is there an episode or even a show that you would go, you know what, like that's the one I would show for my story?
Ooh,
right?
That.
Like, what's the thing you're most proud of?
Oh man, there's a scene. I love this scene. There's a scene. Show one of Panthers All or Nothing. Cam Newton has a barber chair in his house, and we go over to his house in Charlotte, this beautiful loft, and he's getting a haircut, smoking a cigar. And he's not faking it because he's doing it by the time we get there. And this is really because of the cinematographer that was there. We turn this one camera, half hour talk with Cam in a barber chair into the most beautiful. And again, I don't even think it's not my doing. His name was Dave Malik, who shot this. And I love it. We use it for you know, classes in cinematography and scene editing. Cam didn't move, but what he was saying was so compelling, and it drew you in, and how he was saying it and teeing up the season. And here's superstar Cam Newton in this accessy behind closed doors thing. So I always go back to that, but then there's moments like, let's go get a GD snack. That was Rex Ryan.
Yeah, Rex Ryan, of course, Jets.
And Chad in 2009 with Kiss the Baby and Child Please.
He's one of the greatest Hard Knock stars ever. I would say my Mount Rushmore would be Rex, Ocho Cinco. I think Dan Campbell's got to be on there, honestly.
Yep.
The cologne, the Hard Knocks cologne, I call it, for the Lions, becoming America's team. Just like spray the Hard Knocks on you, man. We love you for years. Who am I missing? Who would be the fourth on that? Like, Richmond Flowers back in the day or somebody
there
like that?
There you go.
What about Vrabel?
Yeah, Vrabel was good.
Mike Zimmer's been on like three or four times.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's one of my favorite. Oh, man. I'm trying to think of.
Brian Cox with the Jets was really good,
Brian
too.
Cox.
He was quite a character.
Herm Edwards back in the day. You can't make the club if you're in the tub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were those all or nothing shows, by the way? Because I love those. It was like an Amazon Prime thing.
Yep.
Were you guys not do? I know there was no in-season Hard Knocks, but what was the? Were the same rules, same deal? Like, what was the? Why was that on Prime?
It was all season. It was weeks one through the end of the year.
Yeah.
But it didn't air until May.
Got it.
So there was no quick turn. So we were getting there. We were getting close to that holy grail of, you know, full season embedment with a quick turn. And we had some great teams. That was Carolina. That was Cam's, I think, final year with them. We did the Rams. You can fact check me on this. It was a great show. But everyone kept saying, you know, let's air this right away. And so we needed a team to agree to it to kind of turn that corner.
It was awesome. I remember so good. The Panthers and I think the Cardinals. Maybe,
Cardinals won. Yeah. Eagles won. Yeah.
Look, I could just keep asking you random questions that you're not that are like this is work for you at some point when you just have to answer all of my curiosities. So we'll let you go, but we will be glued to our screens again on Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Anything we need to know moving forward here about the Commanders on Hard Knocks?
No, I think there's still some great stories to be told. I think people are surprised at what's left in the tank. So, you know, it's our job to tell it the right way. But shoot, let's talk again next week if you want. I'm all for it.
I would be psyched. I'd love that. Steve, you're our hero.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Talk soon, guys.
God bless you. Steve Trout. This is the best. This guy right here.
That's the guy.
He's the one.
That's the guy.
This guy. My 1C. Let's do this.
He's super good to be like, yeah, other people, but it's like also you though, Steve.
Darius, see if he's available at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock tomorrow. And then on Monday at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and 5 o'clock.
People sleep on Steve Trout hitting bolts.
What about 2:30, 3:30, 4:30, 5:30 also? Let's go get CK. Let's see if he could just be our third member. The problem is he has to leave occasionally to do directing type thing. But I just want to ask him more about Hard Knocks for just like the next few months of Grant and Danny.
Grant and Danny and Steve.
Grant and Danny and Steve. Sports Flash. Let's talk Nats winter meetings. There are some rumors percolating about C.J. Abrams and Mackenzie Gore. This is The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
In 25 minutes at 4 o'clock, we'll give away Caps tickets. John Walton stops by on the show at 5 o'clock. Next hour, we are talking Commanders Giants. But right now, I wanted to get into the Nats hot stove and the offseason. Winter meetings are going on. They have been busy by the standards of the Nats the last couple of years because they were fielding a staff, putting together all of the coaches around their 33-year-old skipper who we had on the show, Blake Butera. And they have made a significant trade as well. One interesting development, though, there's no team better at the draft lottery than the Nationals. It just so happens more often than not that they're not actually allowed to get the picks that they win because there's these stupid, convoluted rules in Major League Baseball where if you are of a market and you rake in enough money, essentially, you aren't able to pick at the top of the board year in and year out. And this prohibits teams from rebuilding and tanking the way that they have for years, the way the Astros did to get good and the Cubs did to win a World Series and so many others, you're not allowed to anymore. So you can pick number one. Then the following year, you've got to pick outside of the top 10. Then you pick, if you win the pick, as high as number one again, then the next year you're in the 9 through 12 range again. And so that's where the Nats are. They're, every other year, they can undulate between top of the board and not. So they picked one, then 10, then, you know, two, or vice versa. They pick two, then 10, then one, and now they're back to 11. But they have every year either won the lottery or gotten the second pick,
yeah,
even in these years where they're not allowed to have it. Like, all the other teams in D.C. need their lottery luck.
Seriously, the Wizards just start rubbing up against Nationals. But it's the way that it's hard to explain, but they draw the numbers as if everyone's eligible. And then if you're not eligible, they just pull it and do it again. So it keeps coming up where it's like, the Nats win it. The Nats won it again. The Nats got second again. And they just keep doing it until they get the right combination. It's so irritating.
The big trade that they made was to send Jose Ferrer, their power lefty, back of the bullpen reliever, touches 101, 100 miles an hour routinely, throws 98-99, to Seattle in a deal for two players, including Harry Ford, who's a former number 12 overall pick and one of the best prospects in the Mariners organization, a top five prospect for them. You'll hear people say he's one of the best catching prospects in baseball. That's probably true. I would say he's one of the 10 best catching prospects in the sport as a former high draft pick, round one guy who's 22 years old, who just finally cracked the big leagues last year for a couple of games and who is major league ready. He could start on opening day, more likely maybe at 22 that he's in AAA to start the season, and then he's in the big leagues a month or two into the year. But he is a major league ready, fairly finished product that'll have to develop now in the big leagues. I've never been a huge Harry Ford guy as a prospect, to be honest with you. It's not to say I dislike him. I think he's going to be a fine big leaguer. He's like a 50-55 guy for me. I don't really see a ton of ceiling above that. A lot of people look at him for years and say, this is one of the next stars in baseball. Just never really been the way that I viewed him as a prospect dating back to covering him before the draft in 2021. But he is a career 265 hitter in the minors. He's a super athletic catcher. So this is the calling card. This is what's fun. He can hit for some power, 16 home runs last year. I don't think it's going to be huge power, but it'll be requisite average at the position. But he can run, Three times he's stolen 20 or more bases. Once he stole 35 bases as a catcher. He's uber athletic. This is a guy that, like, he's one of these, almost like a Craig Biggio.
I was going to say, is he Biggio before the position switch?
He could catch and play second and play center field, like that kind of guy. Mm-hmm. Now, they view him as a catcher. I've talked to people over there. He is going to be a catcher. I think they view him as a future catcher. So I love the trade. If it sounds like I'm down on the player a little bit, I just don't think he's a star prospect, a blue chipper, so to speak. I think he's a good prospect. But it's also exactly what they should be doing. This is the type of swing, Danny, they should be trying to take. They traded a reliever in Ferrer, who I love, who I think could ultimately close. Even if he's a setup man left on left, he's a son of a
gun. He's a helpful, yeah.
So good move for Seattle to do this. They have big dumper, Cal Raleigh. So what do you do with little dumper? I don't know if that's his name. But Harry Ford, what do you do with the catcher in the minor leagues? You trade him. And so they're looking to move him. They get a nasty reliever. In Washington's case, I might have just gotten a guy back who's going to catch for me for the next 6-7 years. K-Bert Ruiz is not the answer.
No.
This staff knows that. You know that. I know that. Everybody knows that.
And to their credit, as an organization before this group, they took a shot at trying to lock up one of their young guys. It just so happened it blew up in their face. I mean, the Braves do it every other day for a fraction of market value where they got some superstar for $11, whereas everyone else has to pay through the nose. So they took a shot at it. It didn't work. It blew up in their face to a degree. And this group, new group, appropriately is saying, we're not just going to do that just because. We're going to have K-Bert Ruiz earning $9 million to be our catcher in 2030. We're going to go in a different direction, I think rightfully so.
Yeah, and how much did it really blow up in their face? K-Bert Ruiz is going to make $5 million for the next 2 years, then $7 million for a year, and then $9 million for two, and you're out of it after 2030. $9 million for a guy that's either not on your roster, will sting, or for who's a backup is not a great deal, but it's eight for 50 mil. It's not like they paid him 127 mil. You know what I mean? So I'm not overly even concerned about keeping him around as a backup catcher type or whatever. But regardless, Ruiz's days as the unquestioned backstop for this team are probably now over, and Harry Ford becomes their catcher of the future. So I dug that. The big question with the Nats is what are they going to do today and over the next few days on the trade market with Mackenzie Gore? There's been a lot of smoke. They're talking to the Orioles, who they've never made a trade with, among other teams, reportedly, about Gore. C.J. Abrams' name has come up on the trade market a lot. Do you think one or both gets dealt?
I don't think the asking price gets met this offseason. It feels like as everybody's kind of shuffling around, and this is based on nothing. I'm reading the reports like everybody else. But I think there's a few free agents. I think during the season this year is when Gore gets traded. That's how it feels to me. I think the offseason asking price for 2 full years of Mackenzie Gore might be too high. I think in season, as teams start to have things go poorly, go well, et cetera, the picture becomes a little clearer, and you'll have a few teams in, and then you get a year and a half, of Gore.
The starting pitching market's not very good at this point. I mean, you've already missed on a couple of the big names that have already landed. So if you are a team that is looking to add a high-end starting pitcher, Mackenzie Gore is as good just about as anybody that's available.
Oh, yeah.
And is way, 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 way cheaper. Also, if you're a mid-market team or a small market team, anywhere from like Milwaukee, Baltimore, these contending clubs that want to go win.
That's got a window for a couple years.
If you're trying to win a championship, if you're Baltimore and you think you can go make a run, but you know you can't afford the top pitchers on the market, Mackenzie Gore makes great sense because he's on his rookie deal. He's not making huge money. You inherit that contract. You deal with arbitration. But it is a bargain to bring in a number two starting pitcher on a first division team, on a playoff caliber team. So I think somebody will meet the asking price. It's just a matter of are they willing to do it right now or do they want to wait? I hate it that they didn't do it already because I think three postseasons of Gore is more valuable than two, is more valuable than one.
Yep.
So I would have done it at the deadline before. They obviously didn't get what they wanted. Fine. I think it's a no-brainer to do it now. 2 full years of him. It's just a lot more value than 1.5 at the deadline. I also think there's probably more teams right now willing to battle over him because at the deadline, a few of those teams may have not gotten off to fast starts. They're not giving up prospect pieces for this year, especially the mid-market, small-market teams. Maybe if they're not in it anymore, you know, they're not as inclined to try to trade. So I think
that's a good thought.
There's just more suitors at this moment than there will be halfway through this season. And at a time where if you're missing out on these free agents, teams are starting to go, where are we getting our impact starting pitcher from? So I'd like to see them trade him. I think it would be a mistake if Toboney doesn't trade him. I'm going to say they do trade Gore this offseason. Abrams, his name keeps coming up. I don't think they'll trade C.J. Abrams.
I don't either. I would like to. by the way, that's where I would start, to be frank, but I don't think it's going to balance out and work.
Abrams, I would move to second base and offer an extension at the top of the second base market, I think. Just because an 800 OPS, you know, a guy that could post that at that position doesn't grow on trees. It's really, really hard to find that. And I think you can re-sign him. You can't re-sign Gore, who's advised by Boris, who's going to be a free agent in 2 years. Abrams is not advised by Boris, might take an extension right now, and you could probably get something done. It'd be the first guy of your young stars who have made all-star games that you've ever actually locked up for the future. So I would try to do that. But I bet you he's also got a pretty sizable market if they wanted to dangle him. This middle infielder who's a great athlete who could steal 30 bases and hit 25 to 27 home runs in a big year. I definitely think there's teams that would want him. You're willing to trade him, I'm guessing, because of some of the headaches he's provided, whether it was getting in trouble off the field or the work habits or some of those things.
Yeah, it feels like he needs to go to a place with a better and more dynamic culture where more is expected. Right, where here he's just sort of allowed to do it, and the only reason he got in trouble was he got caught that time. Like, I don't get the sense that he's as dedicated to becoming a superstar as maybe someone with his talent probably could or should.
Couldn't
it doesn't
that
feel like he's reaching
with
his
a
ceiling.
Better clubhouse.
It could
more veterans. Nobody was accountable for anything. Davey
totally.
Never benched anybody.
Yep,
you could get picked off three times in a game, and you would start the next day. That was kind of the culture they created. It's the opposite of what Butera's talked about.
Totally,
what Toboney's talked about. I'd like to see what C.J. Abrams looks like in a grown-up clubhouse, which they haven't had since
he got
here.
Maybe they think that's what's going to happen, right? Is you actually have an accountable clubhouse, to your point, and maybe he could thrive. But I worry that now it's too late as entering his age 26 season.
I would trade Gore. I wouldn't trade Abrams, but I have no problem if they do because the rebuild is going to be restarting. So you might as well get as much back as possible. But my predictions are they trade Gore, they don't trade Abrams.
Mine too. I would trade both, but I think it's Gore, yes, Abrams, no.
Our double play is next. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. At 4 o'clock ahead of the Blitz, we are going to give away Caps tickets on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Time for our double play, driven by your local Washington area Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Visit your local Washington area Honda dealer today. Tomorrow, Friday field trip, we're at Craft House in Fairfax. We'll be there from 2 to 6:30. If you're in the Fairfax Corner area at any point tomorrow, you want to come on out, see the show. We are live on site. Have some lunch with us. Have happy hour with us. We're talking football going into week 15.
Come hang and party with your pals. Not talking about winning football, but talking about football nonetheless. Jeeps, I've been sitting on this story for a little while. Usually I post the L's. We talk about all the losses when it comes to asteroids and asteroid defense. Here's a win. This is a major, major scientific win. This is incredible. This is one of my favorite stories that I've read in some time. So there's no need to whisper to Darius to cue the bit because that's nothing to do with drilling an asteroid. Here's what it has to do with. They searched and examined Bennu, okay, one of the asteroids that near Earth that passes by. They're able to obtain a sample from it. It contains the sugars that are the basis for life-building RNA and DNA, a.k.a. it's the first time in intergalactic stuff that we found the things that are the foundational basis of our life. Right? So the amoebas, it all starts with a little bit of RNA, DNA, the sugars that turn into something, which turn into the backbone, which turn into the DNA, and then the RNA carrying the signals of the DNA for how a creature is going to grow and build, et cetera, that evolved into life. They found it extraterrestrially. So think about that. The permutations or the repercussions of that are astounding. It tells you potentially, we're all aliens. That's where we might have come from. One of these rocks that's floating through space hits this planet and begins this little cycle where millions of years later, you got dudes. It also tells you there's probably some more out there somewhere else, an inhabitable planet, an M-class planet from, if you're using Star Trek lore, where a couple of sugars turned into something which turned into, you know, I don't know if it's dudes. I don't know if they have the NFL. I don't know if they have a guy that does documentaries for full season Hard Knocks. I don't know what they got. But it tells you that these little bits of life basic building blocks are out there.
There's definitely something else. I don't understand people that don't think there's something else. There's just too much space.
It's so infinite.
There's just too much. There's too many rocks. There's too much air and matter and universes. Like, you ever hear the descriptions of how small we are compared to...
You remember the end of Men in Black where, like, the marbles exactly. And then it's the bag of marbles right. And the giant alien? It's like, that doesn't even do it right.
Yes.
Cosmically, we are a fraction of a fraction.
We are an atom that you need a microscope to see.
We're from Annandale?
We're an Annandale atom that you would need to put under a microphone glass in a high school gymnasium.
Mm-hmm.
And you expect me to think, as this speck of dust in a high school gymnasium, that nowhere else in this gymnasium there's anything else? There's nothing else living? I just don't believe that.
So I'm asking you, as a friend,
yes.
Don't do the thing where you make this about Armageddon.
This has nothing to do with it.
I'm legitimately asking you, because this isn't about that.
It's not, and okay. I was even considering doing it, but I didn't know what your story was yet. I just You mentioned asteroids, and I had
you readied, immediately go to
I'd
it.
I'd readied my army.
So don't do it.
I'm this is not the same thing as when I would do it. Why do you think I'm going to do it?
Because
normally you do where you like to tell me, we're about to get hit by an asteroid. It could happen any second. It's a lie. It's not true.
True.
It's incorrect.
Correct.
We have people working on this at NASA. I've got a team that works on it.
You don't.
This is a different story. You're basically saying that it's possible that there's life out there, which we all know and agree with, because they have now found some evidence that you could possibly have life out there.
There are a number of other substances on this rock that they've been able to deduce, which are above my pay grade to be able to translate to myself, let alone to an audience. I'm not qualified to do that. They refer to it as a space gum, which I find awkward and ridiculous. That doesn't make any sense to me. But again, at the subatomic level, they basically found life building blocks on a floating asteroid in space, which I just think is the most remarkable, cool, awesome thing ever.
So how big is that asteroid?
Bennu is a big bastard.
Big?
Yeah, that's one of the big ones.
If you need it at any point.
See, I knew you were doing it.
To break that asteroid in half.
I know.
To make sure that it didn't hit her.
You were doing it.
And I know that you're not worried about that this time.
You're doing it the whole time.
But in a hypothetical situation where this asteroid was on a trajectory where it was going to crash into Earth.
There's supposed to be a trust.
And a life could be lost. Fear not.
And Darius, I'm looking at you eating your Subway all content over there.
I've got a plan.
You went along with it.
I would go to West Texas.
I blame Toby.
I would find a team of oil drillers.
A little bit of Ryan.
I would send them up on a rocket ship to outer space, and I would land on the asteroid. The oil drillers would then get out in their armadillo vehicles.
Ugh.
They would drive on this asteroid until they prepared to inject a nuclear warhead into this asteroid.
You should be embarrassed.
They would drill to 750 feet.
No.
And they would detonate
no.
a nuclear warhead. And as long as we hit our mark, and I always hit my mark, Harry Stamper, that's me.
So now you're Harry Stamper?
I'm Harry Stamper.
Just appointed yourself Harry Stamper over there?
I always hit my mark. As long as I hit my mark, by detonation moment, that's what we call it in my team.
I'm about to hit my detonation moment.
Detonation moment. Then both sides of the asteroid will blow them into two, will go past Earth in either direction. Don't worry. Grant and Danny on the Fan, we're giving away Caps tickets next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.